This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I just thought that that might be sacred. And when I listened to this woman and what she was saying and what she was doing on TV, the only thing I could do to collect my thoughts was to go and walk among the finest men and women on this earth. And you can always find them because they're in Arlington National Cemetery. Went over there for an hour and a half, walked among the stones, some of whom I put there, because they were doing what I told them to do when they were killed. I'll end with this. In April of 2015, I was still on active duty, and I went to the dedication of the new FBI field office in Miami. And it was dedicated to two men who were killed in a firefight in Miami against drug traffickers in 1986. A guy by the name of Grogan in Duke. Grogan almost retired, 53 years old. Duke, I think, less than a year on the job. Anyways, they got in a gunfight and they were killed. Three other FBI agents were there, were wounded, now retired. So we go down, Jim Comey, get an absolutely brilliant memorial speech to those fallen men and to all of the men and women of the FBI who serve our country so well and law enforcement so well. There were family members there. Some of the children that were there were only 3 or 4 years old when their dads were killed on that street in Miami-Dade. Three of the men that survived the fight were there and gave rendition of how brave those men were and how they gave their lives. And a congresswoman stood up, and in the long tradition of empty barrels making the most noise, stood up there and all of that and talked about how she was instrumental in getting the funding for that building. Now, she took care of her constituents because she got the money, and she just called up President Obama, and on that phone call, he gave the money, the $20 million, to build a building. And she sat down, and we were stunned. Stunned that she'd done it. Even for someone that is that empty a barrel, we were stunned. But, you know, none of us went to the press and criticized. None of us stood up and were appalled. We just said, okay, fine. So I still hope, as you write your stories, and I appeal to America, that let's not let this maybe last thing that's held sacred in our society, a young man, young woman going out and giving his or her life for our country, let's try to somehow keep that sacred. But it eroded a great deal yesterday by the selfish behavior of a member of Congress. So I'm willing to take a question or two.
General John Kelly yesterday, probably one of the finest speeches I'd ever heard, straight from his heart. And it was one of those things that I hope that all of America could hear, because we've been asking for a voice that would come through and break through the clutter and really kind of shake the very soul and essence, the divisiveness of this country. And maybe this is it. Frederica Wilson, we said yesterday, what the comments that she made in interjecting herself. And I think that especially when, you know, she had limited understanding, she only heard part, according to her own admission, only heard part of what was said. And, of course, and I question whether or not she's been in the military. And she had an opportunity to come alongside that widow and that family, to comfort them, to be on the side of the nation, not to be so anti-Trump that it would be this divisive and the sacredness of that moment was compromised, sadly. And I, along with John Kelly, and I know you as well, would hope that we could hold this sacred, at least.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
You know, sometimes you got to stop yourself before you wreck yourself, is what a friend of mine would often say. And that might be the order of the day, especially for one congresswoman. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, a veteran and veteran charity founder, Dan Perkins, joins us, U.S. Army retired, enlisted infantry grunt for 6 years, co-founder and board member of Songs and Stories for Soldiers, of which I am a proud ambassador of Songs and Stories for Soldiers as well. Mr. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine. I have a quick question for you. How's your grandson?
Thank you very much. In fact, we're going to see him in a couple of weeks. He has found all his high gears now. He is nonstop, and he's climbing, and he's finding things to step on and climb. My daughter said that the kid is just, he's a one-man wrecking crew, and he's just all boy. He is, in fact, got another clean bill of report from the doctor. Just saw the doctor. The doctor's amazed at how he has bounced back. And you know, but for the heart scar, you wouldn't know any different. That he's just going at it, crashing, burning, all boy. She said the other day that in one day he had banged himself around his head. He had bruises, you know, on both sides of the head and top of the head. I said, you better put a helmet on this kid, number one. Number two, you better keep him in hiding because people are going to think you're abusing him or something.
Yes, absolutely. You're right there, too. Oh, I'm glad he's doing well. We haven't talked for a while, and I'm curious how he was doing.
Well, thank you for doing that. Well, Dan, I wanted to bring you on because of what you wrote about with regarding Congressman Frederica Wilson. I mean, I was shocked, and General Kelly put it all in perfect perspective. And who but General Kelly to do that, who was there, you know, with the president and had, you know, cautioned him about making the call. And then, of course, having had the experience, having lost his own son.
Right.
And the thing is, Dan, you know, there's a language and there's a fraternity of people who've been in the military. And we're talking about 1% of the population. So there's things that we can talk about, no matter what branch of service you're in. You know, your Army, for me, Marine Corps, it doesn't matter. There's a commonality, though, of language and understanding that when you say to somebody, hey, look, this is what they knew, this is what they signed up for. We know that. When we take the oath of office, we are, you know, the oath to enter the military, we know what we're there for. We're the tip of the spear. And, you know, and we understand the risk. Now, talking to somebody who doesn't understand that, it can be, I can see where that could be misunderstood. However, you have a congresswoman who I don't know if she ever served in the military. It sounds like she didn't, but she's so self-centered. Instead of coming along this widow who's obviously heartbroken, and as General Kelly would say, you can't even imagine, you know, you're talking to somebody at their absolute lowest point, And it's almost like you cannot be comforted. And this is really difficult. And so the thing that I'm disappointed on with this congresswoman, not only that she interjected herself, but she couldn't even think enough about the widow to come alongside the widow and offer her some kind of comfort and get out of her partisanship and just say, you know, say something like, hey, maybe I misunderstood, whatever. But no, she seemed to add fuel to the fire.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. You said it very well. You're right. There is a language. There is an understanding. If you've been in the military, if you've been through basic training, if you've worked with a platoon and you've learned to not only know people, but realize that you're putting your life in their hands should it happen. It is a different experience, and you never forget it. I mean, I'm 72 years old, and it was a whole bunch of years, decades when I was in the military. Mm-hmm. But I can still see those guys I was in the barracks with. And and now that I'm with Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and I get to see all of these men and women in the hospitals and the clinics and homeless shelters, I think that's one of the reasons why, as people say, you have such great passion for your ministry. And I think it's because of that intimate personal relationship that if you weren't ever in the military, it's really hard to understand what that relationship is.
You know, people talk today very casually about how they honor the military. And I say it's casualness because unless you've been there, there is there, but that's nice. At least they can speak it, as opposed to, you know, for the Vietnam era vets and what they had to endure during that time because of free speech and the political correctness even beginning back then, and you know, how they made you know, the vets feel. And I think that, you know, the narrative down to Jane Fonda, what she did to destroy the image of the Vietnam era vet. And today, you know, it's still hard for me, and I believe it's hard for other vets of the era to see that she's given place. And once again, you know, even on the Harvey Weinstein issue, she was aware that something was happening. She was, you know, intimately aware. Not that it happened right to her, but it happened to somebody very close to her. And again, I mean, for her, I think that, wow, you know, do you call time out on yourself and really, you know, do a character check on yourself? I mean, where's your courage? You know, as a woman who's fighting for women's rights and interests and that sort of thing, and you shriveled. You know, you shriveled on this whole issue on behalf of women. And I say there's other feminists that are involved. And I know that was another deal that you just wrote recently for the Constitution, about how this is going to potentially affect the Democratic Party.
I can tell you, Bill, that my, and I won't mention any names, but when I wrote the story, I went to one of the blogs that I write for, and I sent my blog to the editor, and they thought about it over a weekend, and they came back on Monday and said, we just can't publish this. And I said, well, I'm disappointed because I think it's an important story. He said, we agree with you. It's just too controversial for us to handle. So I went to Constitution, and they said, absolutely, right now we'll do it.
Yeah.
And
so now you kind of feel like Ronan. Now you know how Ronan Farrow felt, right?
Yeah. You know, that you know, how can, you can't dispute any of the facts that are in there. But I think the problem, Bill, was that I started going after, that's probably the wrong word, I was pointing out that the women's movement under the Democratic Party, in my opinion, was a sham when in Hollywood they were selling their women for money and power with the Democratic Party.
Right.
And there's no question about that they were selling their own women. How do you hold yourself out as a party for women when your president, Bill Clinton, was raping women? And then you come into this situation where all of a sudden Harvey Firestein, Weinstein, excuse me, all of a sudden appears as something he's been doing for 30 years. And I in the piece, I don't know if you had a chance to read it, but I raised the question, You know, the 450,000 women who marched the day after Trump was inaugurated, I wonder how they feel today knowing that the Democratic Party, the one that they were supporting, was purportedly, the, as you said, the party of women.
Exactly. Dan, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up right after this.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
It's the way you like Drive Me Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I was just mentioning to Dan Perkins off the air that, and I mentioned this earlier, we were going to tell you more about it, and I think that the news cycle has been so busy, it's been one of those programming notes that we've omitted from you. But starting Monday, we are going to be carried in Boston. So that's a new ad for us, a new affiliate there, WROL, a Salem station. So we're excited about that, and that'll be airing at 8 o'clock at night Eastern time in Boston, Mass. So we're excited about that. Dan, did you, before we get back into the heavy stuff again, a little bit of light stuff, I thought Paul Ryan did a good job last night at the Alfred Smith, you know, dinner. I carried himself. Did you get a chance to see any of that?
I saw just some clips of it. I'm here, as I mentioned, I'm here with my 3.5-year-old granddaughter who didn't want to go to bed. So it took Grandma and Grandpa both to get her into bed.
But,
we survived. She's just a beautiful young girl.
Yeah, how much fun is that? I mean, this is, you know, don't you love being a grandparent? I mean, I have 9 grandkids, and it's just when I get around them, it re-energizes you. It's the circle of life. It is so cool. And you get to spoil the heck out of them and kind of like drop them off with a sense of redemption for all that your children put you through when they were little.
you're right. What is amazing, her mommy told us yesterday when we got here, she was going around her preschool yesterday. My Grammy and Grandpa are here. And so they, we are her only grandparents. And so she just loves to be with us. And can we do this? And can we do that? And, but they warned me last night, she can manipulate you. Well, really? Well, isn't that what her job is?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Grandma and Grandpa?
Like, duh.
That's right.
No, we know the drill. Well, outstanding. Well, I'm glad our families are doing great. And like I said, we were talking about the Alfred E. Smith dinner last night, and I was surprised it came up so fast, but it does every year. It just comes up like this.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I can't believe it's almost Thanksgiving.
I know. Incredible. But some great lines there from, you know, from Paul Ryan. I mean, he's got some exceptional writers for him. He says, one line, he says, I know why Chuck Schumer, referring to the Democratic leader, has been so hard on President Trump. It's not ideological. He says, Chuck is just mad he lost his top donor.
Very true.
Yeah, really. He says, the truth is the press absolutely misunderstands and never records the big accomplishments of the White House. Look at all the new jobs the president has created. That's just among the White House staff. He says, every morning I wake up in my office and I scroll through Twitter to see which tweets I have to pretend I didn't see later on. He says, and every afternoon, former Speaker John Boehner calls me up. He says, not to give advice, just to laugh. He did say that Boehner, you know, after working out the deal to get the Pope to come to speak to Congress, that kind of, you know, that was the final deal for Boehner, and he was able to resign. He pleaded with Cardinal Dolan. He says, would you hurry up and become Pope and come and speak to Congress so I can I can resign? It was good fun. And even, you know, the room of liberals there, because you go there, I mean, it's kind of, you know, you get these liberal Catholics, very few, you know, conservatives, it seems, that are invited there to the party.
In New York.
In New York, he says, I don't think I've seen this many New York liberals and this many Wall Street CEOs in one room since my last visit to the White House. So anyway, good fun and a good break. And I think something we needed from all the serious news of the day. Stock market is still taking a charge, and then good news about the outline, all the preliminaries for the budget being passed last night. The Senate kind of came together and with 51 votes to the aye, and Rand Paul was the sole dissenter on that. And so this lays down the framework for tax reform, Dan.
We get tax. This market is partly running on the enthusiasm for Mr. Trump being able to turn the economy around over Obama. I mean, Obama basically had his foot on the throat of the economy for 8 years. He didn't want the economy to grow because he wanted more and more people to be dependent on the government. That's gone. So you've got the initial reaction of a pro-business individual, and that's helped the market. Earnings are beginning to be better than expected. But I think that while there's some people who believe that the tax reform is baked into this market, I don't believe that. I think that if we actually get meaningful tax reform where we can expatriate $2.5 trillion back to the United States, whether it goes to investors or goes wherever it goes, that alone, even at a 10% tax rate, is going to produce a huge amount of tax revenue for the Treasury. And I think it's going to spur companies to invest and try and grow their businesses.
Well, and I like the idea, Dan. I like the idea. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I like the idea when we repatriate that money that it's assigned for infrastructure. You know, because they're going to make a deal. You know, in order to get that money back here, there's going to be a one-time incentive to repatriate that money. And that's okay with me. I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem is if it gets just caught up in the general administration of in trying to wipe out past sins and whatever. I mean, we need infrastructure drastically. Let's focus that money toward that area to make sure that happens and we don't find ourselves, with President Obama saying, well, those shovel-ready jobs weren't quite so shovel-ready. Well, you know, when you earmark the money for job creation and you give it to your cronies, well, then, you know, that should tell you that it's not going to accomplish the objective right off the bat, right?
Absolutely, and that's what happened. The $850 billion that was supposed to be for shovel-ready jobs wound up in the pockets of the union people.
Yeah.
And to protect their jobs in a difficult economic time.
Yeah, according to Schweitzer, not only that, but to his bundlers, those that got him elected, for about 85% of those bundlers, Dan, they realized an ROI for every dollar they raised. They got something like $25,000-$26,000 return for every dollar they raised for Barack Obama's presidential election. That doesn't seem fair to me. Take the people's money and give it to your bundlers. How unfair is that?
It's not. I don't believe it's what our country is about, and I think that part of the problem that some people in Congress have with Mr. Trump is that he's actually trying to put the people first.
Yes.
And he takes the heat and he goes after it, but he wants America first. He's the president first and foremost of the American people, and he wants to do things that will improve the quality of life of the American people. That's his job. It's not to improve the quality of the life of his donors. It's to improve the quality of life and security of the American people. And he's committed to doing that. And we've got people in Congress who have no idea what that means. That's not on their agenda.
This isn't the way they've been raised, Dan. This is outside of their paradigm. Their comfort zone is the establishment runs the business, the deep state, whatever you want to call it. They've got the decoder ring, the secret handshake. They go to the special cocktail parties, and Trump is disturbing the force there.
Yes, absolutely.
So they're not real. Yep, exactly. Well, it's been quite a day, and we're excited about tomorrow. I'm grateful for what General Kelly had to say. Maybe that might even translate to the NFL. Maybe they might catch a little bit of the brilliance and, the advice that he handed out there yesterday. His speech was absolutely invaluable and something that I think something only he could say. I don't think Donald Trump could have gotten away with that. It had to be General Kelly. Dan Perkins on Bill Martinez Live. Dan, as always, honored to have you with us. Appreciate it, buddy.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
They get away with it, did you?
You know, sometimes as long as it takes to find out the truth, you think maybe they are getting away with it, but more and more the light of truth is showing on these discrepancies, and they are being exposed, and we can be thanked God for it. We can thank God for it, because as uncomfortable as it is at times to realize the truth, because sometimes, you know, we can be so deluded by the lie that we think it's normal, that when the truth really comes out, it hits a part of your spirit that says, I knew that, and yet I accepted the lie. And Dr. John Zemarek joins us. I want to bring him on right now, senior editor with the Stream. John, you know, when we are so off, I mean, maybe our conscience gets seared, or we kind of, you know, play with a lie or hold on to a lie for so long or ignore the truth, and when the truth finally hits us between the eyes, It's startling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a glass of cold water thrown in your face.
I mean, you imagine what Hollywood has gone through with the Harvey Weinstein situation. I think even what happened yesterday with you know, General Kelly speaking the truth, and I think that what he had to share with America about the fallen soldier, about our patriotism, goes a long way, and I'm praying that we have ears to hear and we can take to heart that we have let go of some of those sacred areas of our lives.
Yeah, and those are the things that make us human.
Yeah,
and that's why regimes that try to cut those things off make us less human, or treat us like less than human, as the Nazis did, and the communists did. And we're coming up on the 100th anniversary of the Russian Revolution. So it's
exactly.
A time to meditate on all the evil that brought.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's where it all begins, you know. It starts with a thought. And, you know, this is what we need to be careful, because a thought brings words. Words bring action. And it leads to, you know, character and a mindset that accommodates this kind of stuff. And this is, you know, it's kind of the plus and negative of a free speech society that we enjoy in this country. Like anything that's free and is a right, you cannot ignore the responsibility that comes with it. And it's that sense of responsibility that stops you from, as they say, yelling in a crowded theater, fire, when a fire is not existing.
That's right. And the founders said we could only be free if we were virtuous people. That people without virtue are unsuited to freedom. Mm-hmm. They will create chaos, and very soon there will be a tyrant imposed to try to control them, because they won't control themselves.
Exactly. Well, we are clearly on the brink of this. Many have written about being America being at the tipping point, and we've had plenty of warning on this. And, John, I know you feel the same way, that we continue to work hard in pursuing the truth, and we keep praying for voices of reason. I've been praying that there would be a voice that would be able to come through and cut through the clutter. And I was blessed yesterday when General Kelly came out and spoke in such a heartfelt way, in such an honest way, speaking, you know, truth to power about this culture and to the people, you know, and hopefully, you know, in mass we could take it to heart, because he really blessed us. And even though his chastisement was toward a politician, it was also toward an attitude in this country that needed to be spanked, if I can put it in those terms.
Yeah, far too many of us are spoiled adolescents, and we treat America as like the fancy car that our rich dad loans us. We can do whatever we enjoy it, we show it off, we bang it up, and we don't think we'll ever pay the price.
Exactly. Well, John, I wanted to address your article, Can You Be Pro-Life and Pro-Death? Break that down for us.
Sure. Pope Francis has said something kind of shocking. He has gone on the record saying that the death penalty is always evil and always has been. Now, the Catholic Church never taught that. Mm-hmm. This is Pope Francis making something up, pulling it out of the air and presenting it to people as if God revealed it to him. Well, that's not how the church works.
Right.
The Pope is supposed to pass along what he got from the apostle, who got it from Jesus. He's not supposed to just move his hand on the Ouija board and come up with new teachings and then use his absolute power within the church to shove it down our throat. But that's what he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that if you're against executing rapists and murderers, if you're not against that, then you can't be against killing innocent children for our sexual convenience. So what I do is, in the article, I break down, you know, just how absurd is this?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that people say pro-lifers have to be consistent? They have to oppose the death penalty and be for open borders and massive Medicaid and massive welfare spending, or else they're not really pro-life. What I do is I say, well, let's see if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Let's do that to the pro-choicers.
Yes.
Are pro-choicers inconsistent if they don't favor choice in every situation of life, like a woman's choice to be a prostitute, or someone's choice to sell one of his kidneys over the internet? Mm-hmm. How about a worker's choice to work at less than the minimum wage or in unsafe conditions? In all those cases, liberals don't favor choice, but no one calls them inconsistent. It's only pro-lifers who are expected to uphold this ludicrous consistency where we want to preserve all lives at all times at any cost.
Mm-hmm.
So by that logic, you should want to outlaw all smoking. You want the government to force people to have aerobic exercise every day and limit how many calories they eat, and cut the speed limit to 40 miles an hour. You have to do all those things because they would save some lives. And so I guess you're not consistently pro-life unless you don't just want to ban guns, but maybe you should ban all steak knives, mm-hmm. because some people get stabbed with steak knives. It's only the pro-life position that people expect to turn into some crazy radical caricature. Nobody expects pro-choice liberals to be in favor of every possible choice in life.
Exactly. Well, the Pope's statement, it seemed like the Vatican wanted to walk some of that back, didn't they? Because the way it came out, it was a bit of a shock, and it was, you know, the Pope seemed to be out of his lane on that statement. We know that, of course, this isn't a doctrinal issue. This is more an opinion piece from the Pope. And when he speaks in doctrine, then he's ex cathedra, then he's infallible, is what the church would believe, right?
Well, no. Only when he invokes that power.
Yes.
Only when he says it. In other words, if he wants to invoke that power, he's subjecting himself, the church believes, to like the veto of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that he wouldn't be permitted to teach heresy in that context. That he would just keel over and die of a heart attack.
Right.
That's the church's theory. So I think he knows better. I don't think he has the nerve to try to teach heresy like that ex cathedra, because I think he's on a certain level afraid, if only in a superstitious way, that God won't let him get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
What he's going to do is just present his personal opinion, never invoke that official power.
Exactly.
Hope that people think he did. And that his opinions will spread, and people will just blindly follow it without realizing it has absolutely no divine guarantee.
Well, and especially now that more and more Catholics are connecting, you know, with the Word of God, with Scripture itself, there's nothing in Scripture that would support his position.
Well, in fact, quite the opposite.
Exactly.
The death penalty goes all the way back, not just to Moses, but to Noah.
Mm. Well, yeah, without
it's
a doubt.
One of the oldest doctrines. The Pope does not have the power to do this.
Right.
He might as well just say there's a fourth person in the Trinity. He has that much.
John Zemeric has been with us. Go to thestream.org for more details. John, as always, great to have you with us. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
I had another dream last night about a poor wise man who changes the city.
When you feel alone.
We don't share the same life. We don't share anything.
You can leave. You choose.
And discover a life-changing friendship.
We have saw man. That's a man from that dream.
On October 20th, a simple act of kindness can change everything.
Amazing how far a little 10, 11 care can go.
Find love.
Our lives together will never be as beautiful.
Find hope.
I worried I was so different from other people. But what I found out was, everybody's different. Same kind, different as me.
Based on the incredible true story and best-selling book, Same Kind of Different as Me, starring Academy Award nominee Greg Kinnear and Academy Award winner Renee Zellweger. Now playing. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is Jesus, Jesus.
Like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 14 before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez, and I got to tell you, one thing that I was disappointed in with the Paul Ryan presentation was his misuse of Jesus' name. And I was surprised, even in the presence of Cardinal Dolan. It brought me to what was said earlier in the day, the things that we no longer hold sacred, General John Kelly had referred to, and the things that, you know, that are so important to who we are and the meaning of life to us that we've let go of those sacred areas. And I would say, as much as some of the parts that I enjoyed about Paul Ryan, I want you to understand that his misuse of Jesus was offensive to me. And I want to be on the record on that so that you understand I'm not in full compliance and alignment with Paul Ryan as a Catholic, and even with Cardinal Dolan being there. I want to bring Glenn Stanton on right now. He's the Director of Global Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family, a research fellow at the Institute of Marriage and Family in Ottawa, Ontario. Glenn, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, Bill. It's good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, always good to have you here. Did you get a chance to hear the Paul Ryan speech last night at the Alfred Smith dinner, the annual function there?
No, in New York? I did not, and I need to look it up with you mentioning it.
Yeah, just the way his use of our Lord's name, I found to be offensive, especially in a group of Catholics. But, of course, you know, he could probably get away with it because there was a lot of liberal Catholics in the house, which you had noted. And, and I thought, wow, I was offended by it. And again, it just reminded me of what General Kelly had talked about in terms of how we've let go of the sacred things of life. And that really refers a little bit to what we're going to talk about, what you've written about in terms of what we can draw out of Las Vegas and You know, masculinity is sacred, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, it's you know, one half of the image of God. God tells us that at the very first chapter of his book, that we are created male and female in his image. And being masculine, being a man, is not a toxic thing. It's not a contagion. It's a good, holy thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of which, that is in direct contrast to the governor of California that said, even though God said he created them man and woman, California has decided to come up with a third option. I don't know if you were aware of that. He signed that into play, you know, here this week.
And isn't that something? I mean, it's surprising that Jerry Brown, I mean, that they only came up with one other option when, you know, we're told there's just this rainbow of genders, right?
Yeah, you know, like 26 or something in some of the universities, you know, that you got a 26 list of options. I mean, you've had to expand the admission page now by a couple of pages just to accommodate the gender options, I guess, you know?
Yeah. And it's, I mean, they're just making this kind of stuff up as they go along. Everywhere you go in the world, you meet two kinds of people. Either they're a man or a woman. And every one of us, when we encounter somebody, you know, we make the, you know, the understanding, okay, here's a woman coming towards me. I will, you know, kind of move over and let her have her way. Or, you know, you see a man and, you know, there is no third, fourth, fifth, sixth option. And anywhere in the world that you go, you find that there are only men and women. And the gender theorists, unfortunately, are trying to teach us that, oh, no, there's, you know, there's a bunch of different genders. But this is completely contrary to not only science, but just reality itself, which is just shocking.
It's so contrarian that they're passing laws now, Glenn, to force you to not only think that way, but even respond that way. Because in some cases, if you do not acknowledge someone's gender choice, you can be prosecuted for it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is the kind of thing. It's a new fundamentalism, if you will. And it's not just moral pressure. It's the legal pressure. You will play along with us in our illusion that somebody can change their gender at the drop of a hat. I mean, Bill, the crazy thing about it is, according to gender theory, in my little time with you here, I could change my gender back and forth of all the different genders 6 or 7 times. And if I say I truly believe it, there's nothing anybody else can say about it. I mean, that's just madness.
Right. Well, and look at, if that's what you want to do, and people have probably been doing this anyway before it's come to this point, you know, because they've been playing with this theory for quite a while. Now it's just it's out of the closet, so to speak, and it's being thrust upon reasonable people who really believe that God meant what he said that he created man and woman.
Well, and that's right, and I like your word, reasonable people. And it is interesting. I mean, you mentioned Las Vegas, and, you know, we had this tragic event in our nation where really like 9/11 and some of the other events, the hurricanes, where all of us really came together. But what we saw was one type of person stepping up and sacrificing themselves and protecting other people, and that was the men.
Yes.
There was no cry for like, oh my goodness, why couldn't we have gender parity in, you know, the heroic people in Las Vegas? No, we understand that men are to step up, sacrifice themselves, put themselves in danger for women and children, and we see that as a noble thing. But the gender theorist would tell us, oh, no, that's a cancer on our culture. But when real things actually happen, like Las Vegas, you don't find these people putting their just dumb theories out there that are completely contrary to reality.
Exactly.
And, you know, we don't live that way in reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we saw it on display with the hurricanes here. I'm in Florida, and unfortunately we were on the east side. The west side was the one that got hit, and of course in Texas. And, you know, you had the Cajun Navy running, you know, right into harm's way to save people. And in all those boats and in all those savings of people and lives that took place, Glenn, I didn't see a boat that said white people only. I didn't see a boat that said black people only. I saw Americans. I saw, as you say, men, and it was mostly men. Yes, there were some women in cases that ran to danger in these hurricanes and saved other people. But by and large, as you talk about in your article, true masculinity, it is the men running to into danger.
Yes, and that's right. And it's, you know, women do that, but they do it of their own free will, and we celebrate that. But nobody says, hey, where were the women?
Yes.
People were in need. Where were the women? Because we say, you know what? You should be running to safety. You should be, you know, taking care of, you know, rescuing the children, things like that, protecting them. And that's not because women are less than. It's because they're more than.
Mm-hmm.
You rescue those things which are valuable. You
right.
rescue those things which matter. And men step up and they do that. And that is what good men do. And it was encouraging, like you said, in the hurricanes in Las Vegas, to see that in many ways manhood is in pretty good shape. When the need arises, men step up, and that's good.
And I'm glad you pointed this out, Glenn, because so much of Las Vegas, what's being discussed here and still, you know, seems to be shrouded in mystery. We need to take those elements of that experience. And, you know, as we said on the show when it happened, is that, number one, evil was on display. But wherever evil is on display, you can look for goodness. You can look for just the opposite. And that definitely was on display. And in many ways, to your point, it was demonstrated by men, you know, like the one guy who basically hijacked a truck to make a couple of trips to the hospital, taking, 12 to 15 people with each carry to the hospital, saving lives there.
You know what? I really liked that one because you saw it. It was the clip that they showed on the news. He's like, hey, man, we need to take your truck and get people to the hospital. He just took control of that.
Right.
What men do.
Exactly. And this was, as you say, just as evil was on display, good was on display. And Jesus, when people talked about John the Baptist and said, he's a good man, and Jesus corrected him very quickly and said, there's only one person that's good, and that's the Father in heaven. So that's how superior, when we talk, you know, in our language, in our culture, we take good so much for granted. But when things are really genuinely good, like masculinity, those God-ordained values, that is really good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's well said, Bill.
Really good. Well, Glenn Stanton has been with us. Glenn with Focus on the Family. Glenn, always an honor to have you with us. We appreciate it. It's a couple of minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr.